Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Brian Artis, host of the Dr. Artis Show, and this is a very special podcast. I'm going to actually do an entire presentation on the natural solutions for optimum men's health. Now, I am a man. I know most men do not care about their actual health. It's usually the women, the wives, the girlfriends, the mothers who usually care the most, and the wives. So let's make sure that the information that you need to help your significant male other get the information they need to have optimum health. I know that's important to you. I remember one of the first things I asked my wife, I said, I need you to make a list of the ways in which I could be great for you in this relationship, knowing that all past relationships have not been successful or amazing or long lasting. And I remember the very first thing she wrote down was on a list of 20 attributes of a great man for her. It was number one, he has to take care of his own health. And then there was a parenthesis after it, because if a man can't take care of himself, how can I trust him to take care of me? So here we go. Now, wives, most of you out there, mothers and girlfriends, you're out there telling your husbands and boyfriends, sons, what it is they need to be doing for their health. So for all you men out there, I applaud you if you're watching this or taking action to try to improve your own health. I've been doing it for years, so I would like to educate all of you, both male and female, how it is you can have optimum male's health. So here we go. I'm going to be sharing a PowerPoint presentation. I'm going to walk you through what are the current top three concerns in men's health worldwide. And then I'm going to walk you through what the typical recommendations and prescriptions are to handle those issues. And then I'm going to show you scientific research backing up natural solutions that are even proven greater than FDA-approved prescription medications, hormone replacement therapy, you name it, that are safer, less risks, and no complications. Let's optimize the man in your life's health. Here we go. At the resources tab at the Dr. Artis Show, you can also download the entire PowerPoint I'm about to walk you through and show you. You can download the whole thing for free, share it with your loved ones, share it with the man in your life or the son in your life that you would like to make sure has this information. Because if you don't have good health, what do you have? And to be ultimately free, as so many people are professing that freedom is so important. Well, if you're not free to move freely throughout the world without consultations and medical appointments and prescription pad written prescriptions, you have to go to CVS, Walgreens. If you're navigating that entire medical world complex and that's what's running your life, taking up time, precious time, you only have time. Can't get it back what you lose. Let's see if we can give you more freedom in life physically to move freely, sleep through the night, experience all the joys of life. Man was supposed to. All right, let's dive into the PowerPoint. You know how you can get it for those of you that are familiar. This is the natural remedies for optimum men's health. Scan the QR code, put in your email. We will then notify you weekly of our once a week podcast that I do here, health and wellness podcast here at the Dr. Artis Show. All right, men's health focus for this podcast. We're going to be focusing on three primary key areas: erectile dysfunction, testosterone levels, and fatigue or low energy. These are the three things that most people complain about and are seeking drugs for if you're a man. All right, Cleveland Clinic defines erectile dysfunction is the inability to get or maintain an erection long enough to have sexual intercourse. There are many different causes, which may include conditions like that affect your blood vessels, neurological conditions, mental health conditions, and injuries. Now, on the screen, you're going to see a penis, a drawing. I starred flaccid. Flaccid means the muscle is relaxed. So there you'll see a flaccid and an erect penis. But I want to focus your attention on one thing. The corpus cavernosum. This is the muscle which engorges, brings blood flow in to create an erection. So I just want to bring your attention to that, because when we talk about ED, which has sold billions of dollars worth of erectile dysfunction drugs, and now, not joking, the FDA has actually already approved the first two phases of a, not a joke, of an erectile dysfunction topical gel made from spider venom from the banana spider in Brazil, or what they call the wood tree spider. All right, not a joke. The wood spider, the banana spider. You do not have erectile dysfunctions because you're deficient in a venom. that, by the way, is published to be deadly to humans if it gets in your bloodstream. Well, where do you think it's going to go if you put it topically on you and insert it into a female? What do you think is going to happen? Or if you're gay and you insert it into your male partner, what do you think is going to happen if that deadly toxic venom gets inside the bloodstream intravaginally, intraanally? What do you think is going to happen? Ask your doctor if death is right for you, because that's a published side effect of the venom of that banana spider. All right, what are the types of erectile dysfunction? Let's define these. There's vascular erectile dysfunction. That includes causes that affect the blood vessels. Vascular ED, they say, is the most common type of erectile dysfunction. Neurogenic erectile dysfunction. Neuro means nervous system. So neurogenic occurs as a result of nerve problems, which prevents signals from traveling from your brain to your penis to create an erection. Hormonal erectile dysfunction. This refers to erectile dysfunction that happens as a result of testosterone deficiency, or in some cases as a result of thyroid issues. Then there's what's called psychogenic erectile dysfunction. This involves psychological conditions that affect your thoughts, feelings, or behavior, and that can cause ED also. Erectile dysfunction is a common symptom of prescription drugs. Did you know that? So any of you out there who are wondering why your male love can't get it up, can't maintain an erection, I'm going to walk you through one of the most common prescription drugs that are published to cause your man to not be able to get an erection. Did you know antidepressants were number one? Anti-anxiety medications were number two. So picture Prozac, Zoloft, Xanax, the barbiturate drug class. Did you know blood pressure medications? Those that lower blood pressure can cause erectile dysfunction too. Well, how does that work? Well, the increase of blood flow to that region is what creates it. So if you're lowering overall body's blood pressure, you are going to lower your ability to maintain an erection. Diuretics are the next classification of drugs that are published to cause ED. Antihistamines, think of Benadryl, any allergy medications. These also lower your ability to maintain an erection. Chemotherapy drugs. These are cancer drugs, obviously. Think methotrexate, which is a chemotherapy drug. Parkinson's disease drugs. This would be, you read just a second ago, neurogenic erectile dysfunction. Well, what about the drugs that suppress neurological activity? That's what your MS, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's drugs are going to do. So guess what a published side effect is? What about prostate cancer drugs? Anti-arrhythmic drugs. This would be things like Eliquis for bradycardia, AFib, tachycardia, any of the heart medications, beta blockers, calcium channel blockers. These have a published side effect of erectile dysfunction. Sedatives, obviously, imagine that. Muscle relaxers. Well, what is an erection rather than a contracted muscle? So if you're on a muscle relaxer, good luck trying to contract a muscle. And then anti-seizure medications, Keppra, others, you name it. I just want y'all to see the list. How many of you know that your erectile dysfunction, men, can be caused by these medications you might be prescribed? Women, how many of you knew that your sons, your husbands, your spouse, your boyfriend, if they're on any of these medications, they too will find it difficult to have an erection. What does erectile dysfunction affect? Well, you may have a greater risk, they say. No, who does it affect? Sorry. Could be those over than 40, older than 40, those that have diabetes, those with a higher BMI than 25, those that are depressed, those who are physically inactive. Remember, we say move your booty every day. Smoking also is tied to that. Cleveland Clinic, we're going to define what low testosterone means. And in a male, they call it hypogonadism. In a male, male, hypo, lower, gonadism. Gonad being the testicles. Your testicles produce testosterone. At least 90% of your testosterone comes from your testes. Now, that's the male hypogonadism. We're talking about male health here. If it's a female, it would be your ovaries produce the majority of your testosterone. But we're talking about male health for this PowerPoint presentation and podcast. Low testosterone is a condition in which your testicles don't produce enough testosterone. It has several possible causes, including or injuries affecting your testicles, pituitary gland, or hypothalamus. These are symptoms of low testosterone in men. Reduced sex drive, erectile dysfunction, loss of armpit and pubic hair, depressed mood, and fatigue. Now, at the very beginning of this presentation, I said there's three highlighted health topics for Optima Men Health we're going to focus on: erectile dysfunction, chronic fatigue, we mentioned, and testosterone. Well, all three are intertwined. So that's why when I dive into this, all three of the aspects of men's health we're discussing today can be addressed if you can improve testosterone levels, which improves your ability to hold an erection and is correlated to your fatigue. What does testosterone do? Testosterone is the main androgen. Androgen means sex hormone. It stimulates the development of male characteristics, pubic hair, you name it, erections, and is essential for sperm production, otherwise known as spermatogenesis. In men, testosterone helps maintain and develop sex organs and genitalia, muscle mass, adequate levels of red blood cells, bone density, sense of well-being, sexual and reproductive function. What is a low testosterone level? We'll have a little bit of an open dialogue here, but let's read what the Cleveland Clinic wants you to know about your testosterone levels, men. The American Urology Association considers low blood testosterone to be less than 300 nanograms per deciliter for adults, so lower than 300. However, some researchers and healthcare providers disagree with this and feel that levels below 250 are low. Well, I just want everybody to know here, if you're in your 30s, 40s, early 50s, you should have anywhere from 600 to 1200 should be your testosterone levels. 800 would be the average. That's where I would say is good. If it's below there, I would consider that low. So per the medical profession, they're going to tell you these numbers are low. Who does low testosterone affect? The older, the obese, the type 2 diabetics, those with obstructive sleep apnea, have chronic medical conditions such as kidney dysfunction or cirrhosis of their liver, or those that have HIV or AIDS. And then according to ParamountMensMedical.com, what causes low energy in men? There's six potential causes. Well, let's look at these. Number one is sleep difficulties. Researchers, they say, have shown that adult males should have at least 7 hours of uninterrupted sleep every night for optimum health. Do you get 7 hours of sleep? Does your man get 7 hours of sleep every night? Does your teenage boys get 7 hours of sleep every night? They should, for optimum health. Poor dietary habits. Have you ever felt sluggish after eating certain foods? It should come as no surprise that food heavily influences your energy levels. Eating the right food can give you the boost to seize the day. Low testosterone levels. We start this because this is a part of chronic fatigue in males, is caused by low testosterone levels. Having low T levels can cause a reduced capacity for the body to perform certain functions, such as maintaining muscle mass and regulating mood disorders. Are your men grumpy or sedated or lethargic? They probably have low testosterone. Then thyroid gland problems. This also ties into testosterone. The thyroid stimulates your ovaries, your testes, and men, and then your adrenal glands. Another hormone issue that can lead to low energy in men is hypothyroidism, a condition marked by abnormally low levels of thyroid hormones in the body. Depression. If you're depressed or have symptoms of depression, ParamountMensMedical.com says this can cause you to feel persistently tired and have low energy. What about specific health disorders such as iron deficiency anemia, severe heart disease, diabetes, cancer, kidney failure, and chronic fatigue syndrome? Now, according to Newman.com, could testosterone be the missing link to better sleep and energy for men? You better believe it. Beyond its impact on sleep, testosterone is crucial for energy production by influencing metabolism. It helps muscles absorb glucose, blood sugar, from the blood or for energy and boosts fat burning. Is your man getting a beer belly? Any kind of mid belly? Both processes are key for maintaining steady energy levels. Low testosterone levels are associated with reduced insulin sensitivity and impaired glucose metabolism. Type 1, type 2, diabetes, pre-diabetes, anybody, which can lead to fatigue and reduced energy availability. According to RethinkTestosterone.com, there's five ways testosterone can impact your energy levels. Does testosterone give you energy is the first question. You could say testosterone is something like an energy booster, which simultaneously promotes many aspects of your health. Various functions in your body are adversely affected by low testosterone and the consequential low energy levels resulting from it. It is estimated, how many men does this affect? Like almost half of y'all. It's estimated that 10% to 40% of men suffer from testosterone deficiency globally, a condition that could potentially impact their energy levels and thus limit their life quality. An impressive almost 30% of men in the U.S., 28.7% to be exact, who are currently taking prescription testosterone in the U.S. indicating that their primary reason for taking testosterone was a lack of energy. What types of medicines are prescribed for men's health? Well, Harvard Health's publishing website. Which drugs for erectile dysfunction? Well, let's show you. Here's your medications that are most prescribed to men that can't get it up. Vanadil, which is Stendra, or Viagra, which is Sildenafil. You've probably heard of Viagra. Maybe less for Stendra or Avendafil. But we're going to highlight both of those. Let's dive into those. So if you go to your medical doctor looking for help with your energy, your chronic fatigue, you can't get it up, you think it's because of testosterone, even if it isn't, and you don't know that, they're going to prescribe Viagra or Stendal. So here we go. Medications for hypogonadism, low testosterone in males. And this is from drugs.com. And there you're going to see it again. Androgel and then testosterone. These are the two highlighted ones, but you can see the rest of them. You can see the names there on the screen. I don't need to read them to you. But those are all the ones that your medical doctor will prescribe to you. But you'll see most often it's the first two. What are the side effects of these prescribed drugs, you might ask? Afanafil, that's this one. Avanafil is used to treat erectile dysfunction or impotence. What are its side effects? Well, if you look at the cardiovascular, up to 10% of all of them will experience flushing, like niacin flush, face turns red, hot, sweaty. You will see the next thing, up to 10% of people on Avanafil will experience abnormal electrocardiogram, an ECG. Okay, well, your heart arrhythmia is going to change. Look at angina, chest pain, peripheral edema, unstable angina, which is chest pain. Thrombosis is blood clots, increased heart rate. What about your GI tract with Avanafil? It's very common. Up to 10% of people will experience diarrhea, constipation, or nausea. Musculoskeletal, arthralgia, muscle pain, back pain, up to 10% of all of you. Nervous system, headaches, and up to 12% of all people on Avanafil. What about psychiatric? Depression, insomnia, premature ejaculation. Respiratory. Did you know that if you take this drug for testosterone, erectile dysfunction, upper respiratory infections, and up to 10% of you. Sildenafil, which is Viagra. Sildenafil is its generic name. It relaxes muscles of the blood vessels, and it increases blood flow to particular areas of the body. Can you imagine which one that is? Viagra, under the name Viagra, is used to treat erectile dysfunction in men. Sildenafil, what are its side effects? Well, for anybody on this little blue baby pill, cardiovascular, up to 10% of you, 19% have, in fact, will experience flushing, redness all over your body. Notice the frequency after human trials were over. So Viagra is done being clinically tested. All information has been sent to the FDA. They approve the drug. Then medical doctors all over the country start prescribing Viagra. Look at what was reported back to the FDA and to the makers of Viagra and to the medical doctors prescribing Viagra. Cardiac arrest and heart failure. I underlined it on the screen. Ask your doctor if heart failure, cardiac arrest are right for you when they prescribe Viagra. Then you ever wonder why they actually told you in the commercials? Make sure your doctor tells you if your heart is healthy enough for sexual activity. Why did they say that? Oh, because they know their drug causes cardiac arrest and heart failure. Look at shock, angina pectoris, AV block, atrial ventricular block. That's heart attack, migraine, syncope, hypotension, postural hypotension, stand up, you faint, myocardial ischemia, death of heart tissue. Oh my gosh. Cerebral thrombosis. That's a blood clot in your brain. Thank you, Viagra. Ask your doctor if a blood clot in your brain is right for you. Abnormal electrocardiogram, ECGs, increased heart rate, cardiomyopathy. That's heart disease. Ask your doctor if heart disease is right for you. Now, we're going to stay here. Sorry. Let's go down to the post-marketing reports. This is, again, once the actual drug went to market and is on the shelf. Myocardial infarction, heart attacks reported with Viagra. Sudden cardiac death. Do you think anybody survives that? Viagra is known to cause people sudden cardiac death. Cardiac arrest, ventricular arrhythmias, hypotensive effects after the use with alpha blockers, tachycardia, hypotension, syncope. My favorite, sudden cardiac death. Ask your doctor when they prescribe your man testosterone and Viagra. Ask your doctor if when they prescribe Viagra, if sudden cardiac death is right for your loved one who is a male. What about psychiatric conditions? Up to 10% of your men will experience anxiety as a result. Gastrointestinal hemorrhoids is a side effect of Viagra, and up to 10% of all people, 17% will experience dyspepsia and diarrhea. Oh, thanks. That sounds amazing. And then musculoskeletal pains, pain in the limbs, and up to 15% of all people on Viagra report pain, myalgia, pain all over, back pain, up to 13%. Arthritis, myalgia, tendon ruptures is a side effect of Viagra. Tendon ruptures. Is your man an athlete? Is your boyfriend an athlete? If they had ACL tears, MCL tears, PCL tears, Achilles ruptures, tendonitis. Any tendon issues, anybody? What about a baseball player? Tennis elbow? What about anybody? Got tendonitis? Ask your doctor if tendon ruptures are right for you. Headaches, and up to 30% of people. Forty-nine percent of some males experience headaches from Viagra. 30% in those with erectile dysfunction will experience headaches with Viagra. What about eyes? 11% will report abnormal vision, either double vision, blurry vision. But look at the up to 10% will experience retinal hemorrhage. Your retina inside your eye will start pouring out blood inside your eyeball. Visual acuity reduced. That means you can't see as well. Visual color distortion. Thanks. Diplopia, that's double vision, just so you see. Abnormal sensation in the eye is the first one under common. Okay, Viagra. Okay, for those of you on Viagra, recommended Viagra. Can you even tell me what an abnormal sensation in the eye is? Do you know typically you don't feel anything in the eye? That means anything that you feel that's not supposed to be there. Pressure, sandy, gritty eye, pain, itchiness, you name it. These are all things you could experience. Viagra individuals, did you know that 31% of all people on Viagra will develop upper respiratory infections? Up to 20%, that's 1 in 5, will experience bronchitis. 1 in 3 is a upper respiratory infection like pneumonia, bronchitis. Pharyngitis, the pharynx, 18%. That's almost 1 in 5 also. Did you know that after human trials were over, look at the bottom, those on Viagra, there's no percentages because the trials are over. This is just what's reported to medical doctors once they started prescribing Viagra when it went to market. Thank you, FDA. Asthma in people who never had asthma before. Viagra causes asthma. Laryngitis caused by Viagra. Increased sputum, mucus, you cough up. Thank you. Increased cough, respiratory tract infection, throat tightness, nasal dryness, nasal edema. Bronchopneumonia, pulmonary hypertension. Thank you. High blood pressure from my lungs. Appreciate it. Ask your doctor if any of those are right for you. All right, then skin conditions. Did you know that up to 10% of all people will experience hair loss, male pattern baldness, alopecia, come from Viagra? Thanks, everybody. Rash all over the body? Thank you. How about after the trials were over, people were reporting men, face edema, swollen face, moon face, photosensitivity reaction, eye light sensitivity, urticaria, little spots all over your body, pruritus, sweating, skin ulcers, contact dermatitis, rashes all over your body. What about metabolic? Did you know that 10% of people on Viagra gain weight and retain fluids, water retention? That means it shuts down your kidneys. 17% will experience pyrexia. Pyrexia is fevers out of nowhere. Why am I hot? Influenza, up to 12% of people will get the flu from Viagra. 1 in 10. You're welcome. Ask your doctor if the flu is right for you when they prescribe Viagra. Now let's dive into prescribed testosterone injections that so many millions of American men love and wives encourage. Wait till you check out these side effects. I didn't even know all these side effects existed. So there are natural ways to raise testosterone. I'm going to share those with you here in just a minute as a part of this PowerPoint presentation that don't involve the risks associated with synthetic made prescription drug testosterone injections. Testosterone injection is used in men and boys to treat conditions caused by a lack of this hormone, such as delayed puberty or growth. It is only recommended for males with a known medical condition, such as a genetic disorder, problem with certain brain structures called the hypothalamus and pituitary, or previous chemotherapy. All right, so I'd like to ask you, Do you know somebody on testosterone injections who just likes to work out, likes to participate in activities like CrossFit games, whatever? Do you know anybody like that? Notice here on drugs.com, a very reputable medical website, they tell you that testosterone injections should only be recommended for males with a known medical condition, of which a genetic disorder, a problem with structures in the brain, or previous chemotherapy. Then it's recommended. I wonder if all males getting testosterone injections from their medical doctors prescribed all have any of these three conditions. I doubt it. Did you know there's a black box warning with testosterone injections? Women watching this who are married to some man or a mother of a son who's doing testosterone injections, did you know this is a published side effect? Or a girlfriend of a boyfriend who loves to work out, stays active, you're attracted to him because of all of his testosterone injections. Did you know this, that it has a black box warning from the FDA? The scariest of all warnings. The most extreme and serious of all side effect warnings. Testosterone can cause blood pressure increases that increase the risk of major adverse cardiovascular events, including non-fatal heart attacks, non-fatal strokes, and cardiovascular death. Did you know testosterone injections can kill you? Did you know it's published to be an FDA black box warning, the highest warning of all? Millions of American men are injecting themselves with testosterone prescribed to them. And yet it is known by the makers of the drugs and the FDA that approved it. And it's printed on the package insert. This is from the package insert. Testosterone can cause blood pressure increases that increase the risk of major adverse heart events, including non-fatal heart attacks, non-fatal strokes, and cardiovascular death. I don't know, is low testosterone and low energy, is a heart attack or cardiovascular death better? Periodically monitor for and treat new onset hypertension. Okay, watch your men or your sons or your boyfriend. Make sure their blood pressure ain't going up. Evaluate whether the benefits of testosterone outweigh the risk in patients who develop cardiovascular risk factors or cardiovascular disease or treatment. Testosterone may cause birth defects if a pregnant woman comes in contact with the medicine. Did you know this? Okay, girlfriends, wives, if your husband has erectile dysfunction and you're encouraging him to go get testosterone to help him with your fertility efforts, did you know if you, woman, get pregnant, that your baby can develop birth defects if you are exposed, woman, to testosterone that your man's taking? Okay, how would you become exposed to testosterone from your male counterpart? I don't know, making out with them, hugging them, kissing them, and then having sex with them. This medicine may increase the risk of prostate cancer, especially in older men. Excuse me, ladies, men, women, were you attracted to your man, your male? Did you marry your man hoping they got prostate cancer one day? Did you know if you're encouraging them to get testosterone injections, that testosterone injections, the risk of prostate cancer? Men, do you want prostate cancer? Ask your doctor if prostate cancer is right for you when they prescribe testosterone for your fatigue, low energy man. This medicine may increase your risk of having heart or blood vessel problems, including a heart attack or stroke, which we just discussed. Ask your doctor if heart attacks and strokes are right for you when they prescribe testosterone. This medicine may cause some people to be agitated, irritable, or display other abnormal behaviors. It may also cause some people to have suicidal thoughts and tendencies or to become more depressed. Women, do you want a man who's moody and depressed and suicidal? Ask your doctor if depressed men and suicidal men is right for you. In some cases, this medicine may decrease the amount of sperm men make and affect their ability to have children. Oh, crap. Are you trying to have children? Is your man taking testosterone injections because of erectile dysfunction? He's being told it's causing infertility. It might get in the way. Ask your doctor if low sperm motility count is right for you if you're trying to have a family. Testosterone side effects continued at drugs.com. What about the skin? Testosterone, topical, skin reactions, burn like blisters in 16%, 12%, including allergic contact dermatitis and up to 40% of you. Oh, God. Oh, my goodness. All right. Genitourinary, benign prostate hyperplasia. BPH, anybody? Testosterone can increase the likelihood of BPH prostatitis? Ejaculation disorders. You either can or you can't, or you're premature. What about hormone? Did you know that there's a 10% of people on testosterone can have accelerated growth? Not that that's negative, but I'm not sure you want to accelerate your growth. It's maybe what creates all the tendon ruptures. And then up to 10% will have increased estrogen increase in males, and it creates an up to 10% testosterone does hypogonadism. It shrinks your testicles. Well, if you want a man with balls, or you were attracted to your man because he had balls, you might want to know that testosterone injections makes them go away. Gingivitis, and up to 32% of people. Okay, so women, if you want your man taking testosterone, do you want to make out with their gingivitis mouth? And 30% of all of them, 32.6%, that's 33%. That's exactly one third, one in three. How about back pain, hemorrhoids, local 10% or more people will experience, 37% will get blisters where they applied it. Cardiovascular, look at this, venous thromboembolism. Did you know testosterone can increase your risk of blood clots in your veins? Oh, look at this. After the FDA approved it and went to market, men and women called MDs started prescribing this drug. Many people started reporting, my patient had cardiac arrest, meaning they had a heart attack right after starting their testosterone injections, or they had heart failure, coronary artery disease. They had myocardial infarction, which is a heart attack, death of heart muscle, tachycardia. Oh, geez, that sounds amazing. Arrhythmias, cerebrovascular accident. That's a stroke from testosterone. Circulatory collapse. You need circulation. Could you imagine if all your arteries and veins just collapse? You die. Deep vein thrombosis, big blood clot in your legs. Thromboembolism, blood clot in your lungs and in your brain. Thrombosis, blood clots. Venous insufficiency, stroke. Ask your doctor if any of these are right for you. Hematologic, blood-related, suppression of clotting factors. Clotting factor number 2, 5, 7, and 10 to be exact. So if you're on blood thinners, you cannot go on testosterone. This actually makes you thin your blood even more. So blood thinning disorders. Metabolic, testosterone can cause weight increased, appetite increase, fluid retention. Water, potassium, calcium, and inorganic phosphate will cause this water retention to go up. And up to 10% of people on testosterone. Upwards of 10% will experience headaches and vertigo, dizziness. That's with testosterone. Topical. Topical testosterone creates prostatic-specific antigen to go up. That's your PSA that tells your doctor whether or not they think you have prostate cancer or not. Did you know testosterone topically and injections raises PSA levels? We talked about it already with testosterone injections. If you want a healthy prostate, don't want to develop prostate cancer or the fear of prostate issues, avoid testosterone is what they're telling you. Up to 10% will experience fatigue with topical lotion creams of testosterone, a smell disorder, can't smell anymore, body pain, chills. Up to 10% will experience irritability, inability to sleep, mood swings, and aggression. Don't women want a more aggressive man? I don't think so. All right, it's time to dive into what are some of the natural antidotes for optimum men's health. We're going to first start with something called saw palmetto. Now, saw palmetto is a plant, and saw palmetto is very often first prescribed by anybody, medical or not, for men with prostate problems. So this is the very first ingredient inside of my Prostate Pro supplement at Nature Wins. Saw palmetto is. All right, so saw palmetto, this research study from 2013, states saw palmetto extract enhances erectile responses by inhibition of these things, phosphodiesterase 5 activity, an increase in inducible nitric oxide. That's how it works. And you will see they're referencing that in rats, they see the corpus cavernosum, the muscle of the penis, is reacting positively to saw palmetto supplements. Now, let's dive into this research study and why it is I recommend Prostate Pro that has the very first ingredient, saw palmetto, in it. And I take this every day, and I've taken it since I was 40. I'm now 49 as of last week. Male erectile dysfunction is one of the most common sexual dysfunctions in men. Study shows that an erectile dysfunction incidence of up to 52% in men aged between 40 and 70 years old. And that is per the Massachusetts Male Aging Study. By 2025, that's this year, an estimated 322 million men worldwide will be affected by ED. Selective phosphodiesterase inhibitors such as sildenafil, which is Viagra, and tadalafil, which I believe is Cialis, are the first-line oral therapy for patients complaining of erectile dysfunction of any type and etiology. Now, I need y'all to listen to me. They just told you that Viagra and Cialis are the number one go-to, most often prescribed solution, the first-line oral therapy for patients complaining of erectile dysfunction is Viagra and Cialis. That is the first line of oral therapy. So the very first thing that's ever going to be thrown at your man, or you, if you're a man watching this, is these drugs. However, about 30% of patients are unresponsive to these drugs. So 1 in 3 don't even respond at all to these erectile dysfunction drugs. Viagra, Cialis. In the saw palmetto extract studies, 40 rats were randomly divided into 4 groups. In the control group, salt water was administered, whereas in the saw palmetto treated groups, there was a low, middle, and high dose. And they tell you the doses there. 14 milligrams, 28 milligrams, and 57 milligrams for every 2.2 pounds of body weight. The 30 rabbits were also classified into 4 groups, as in the rat experiment, except that the dose in the 3 saw palmetto extract treated groups was 7.5 milligrams per kilogram, 15 and 30, respectively. Saw palmetto was given by intragastric administration once daily for 7 consecutive days. So this is just a 1-week study. They gave these individual doses of saw palmetto extract to rats and rabbits at these 3 different doses. In the Viagra studies, 23 rats were randomly divided into 3 groups that were intragastrally into the stomach administered Viagra, sildenafil at 12.5, 25, and 50 milligrams per kilogram, respectively. 15 minutes before electrical stimulation with salt water administered as the control. Saw palmetto extract is extracted from the berries of the American dwarf palm and has been used to treat benign prostate hyperplasia. I mentioned that earlier. It's usually the first thing prescribed to any man, even by a medical doctor. You should get on saw palmetto supplementation. Since the 1800s, this has been known. Lower urinary tract symptoms related to BPH include frequency of urination, urgency of urination, nocturia, peeing at night, and incomplete emptying and a weak stream are the most common symptoms of a prostate enlargement. The standard medications for the treatment of benign prostate hyperplasia, increase in size of your prostate, include alpha adrenergic blockers. So adrenergic are your androgen hormones or adrenaline blockers, and these Viagra drugs called 5-alpha reductase inhibitors. However, I need y'all to read this statement. However, this first line, Viagra and Cialis, which is the first oral therapy usually given to most men around the world, 322 million of them worldwide. However, these therapies are associated with troublesome sexual side effects. Clinical trials in patients with benign prostate hyperplasia saw palmetto extract produced similar improvement as in finasteride, which I believe is Cialis, in peak urinary flow rate and reduction in nocturia. So saw palmetto had the very similar improvements as FDA-approved drugs do. The adverse effects due to saw palmetto extract are mild, and erectile dysfunction occurs less often than with finasteride, the FDA-approved drug. You're welcome. Saw palmetto had less side effects. They were mild, and erectile dysfunction was less often in the saw palmetto group than in the prescription drug group. Then there's a researcher named Zlota and his team, or her team, analyzed the sexual function of patients with benign prostate hyperplasia, treated them with permixin, which is an extract of saw palmetto, tamoxifen, or finasteride. The study demonstrated that these are the drugs that they compared them to. The study demonstrated that in contrast to the negative effect of tamsulosin and finasteride, the prescription drugs, on sexual function, permixin, which is saw palmetto extract, had no negative effect on male sexual function, such as interest in sexuality, quality of erection, and achievement of orgasm and ejaculation. Now, the fact that they even highlighted that tells you that finasteride and tamsulosin, these two other drugs for erectile dysfunction, actually have negative male sexual effects that include lowered interest in sexuality, meaning a lower libido. Quality of erection, oh, great, that's awesome. It doesn't even improve a high-quality erection, ladies. And achievement of orgasm and ejaculation is lower in those on those drugs than compared to palmetto extract groups. In this study, we observed that the intragastric use, in the stomach use of saw palmetto for 7 days, dose-dependently, meaning the more we gave the animal, promoted nitric oxide mRNA expression in rat and rabbit corpus cavernosum muscle in the penis tissues. The results suggested that significantly enhanced amplitude of relaxation induced by saw palmetto extract in response to electrical stimulation of nerves in the penis muscle called corpus cavernosum might be associated with an increase in nitric oxide synthesis through INOS. Our results were consistent with previous studies in which INOS transgenic treatment improved the symptoms of erectile dysfunction. Garbin et al., Garbin is a researcher and his team, continuously delivered this INOS inducers to the penises of old rats for 3 to 6 days and observed that the symptoms of ED were ameliorated. Now, what they're telling you is they could use this substance, INOS inducers, this drug, they could use that. However, saw palmetto does it by itself. They found above. So issues with ED were completely resolved with saw palmetto in 7 days at various doses. The higher the dose, the better. The response to electrical stimulation of nerves in the corpus cavernosum, the muscle in your penis, after saw palmetto extract administration was observed by measuring the electrical activity of the muscle in rats and rabbits. After 7 consecutive days of saw palmetto in the stomach in the rats, we found that the amplitude of the muscle in the penis, corpus cavernosum, potential was significantly changed in the high-dose group compared with that in the saline control group. The more the better. Saw palmetto extract affected the electrical activity of corpus cavernosum in a dose-dependent manner. Ask your doctor if saw palmetto is right for you because the electrical impulses of the muscle that maintains an erection goes up with saw palmetto. A similar significantly enhanced relaxation in response to electrical stimulation of nerves was recorded in the rabbit's penis muscle after 7 consecutive days of eating saw palmetto extract. The rabbits that received low-dose treatment showed a statistically significant increase in the amplitude of the electricity moving through that muscle to create an erection, to reverse ED. In the saw palmetto-treated animals, the relaxant response to electrical stimulation of nerves in the corpus cavernosum, reflected by the amplitude of electrical activity within that muscle, was significantly and dose-dependently improved. Similar effects were observed in the Viagra-treated rats also. So, Viagra, saw palmetto, you might as well just go with the saw palmetto. In conclusion, we found that the saw palmetto relaxed rat and rabbit penis muscle and therefore increased the penile response to electrical stimulation. So women, if you want your man's penis to react to your electrical touch, you might want to make sure they're on saw palmetto. Saw palmetto extract may have potential application value for the prevention or treatment of erectile dysfunction in some cases. Now we're going to go away from saw palmetto. Well, actually, we're going to stay in saw palmetto, but go to the next research study. And this is a study from Marianne Libert, part of SAGE Medical Journal. Standardized saw palmetto extract directly and indirectly affects testosterone. So we just went through erectile dysfunction with saw palmetto. Now we're going to show you how saw palmetto improves testosterone production in the males. We investigated whether a standardized saw palmetto extract can relieve the symptoms of andropause, low testosterone, including metabolic syndrome and decreases in muscle endurance and spermatogenesis, the ability to make sperm in old rats. 24-year-old male Sprague Dolly rats received oral supplementation. They ate it, saw palmetto, at 40, 80, and 160 milligrams per kilogram of body weight for just 4 weeks, 1 month. We found that saw palmetto supplementation reduced the body weight gain by decreasing visceral and epididymal fat. Well, women, if you want your men to lose some weight, and some belly fat, some chub, you might want to recommend saw palmetto extract in our Prostate Pro product. And it lowered the levels of serum triglycerides, total cholesterol, and LDL bad cholesterol levels. So if your loved one has cholesterol concerns, Prostate Pro and our Google Resin extract, I'd recommend. In addition, saw palmetto supplementation increased muscle endurance, increased sperm counts for all of you worried about fertility issues, and testosterone biosynthesis through hormone regulation. Saw palmetto raised testosterone production in the testicles of the man. In conclusion, our results suggested that supplementing with saw palmetto may be useful for alleviating the symptoms of andropause, low testosterone, via direct and indirect regulation of testosterone creation, called biosynthesis. Ask your doctor if saw palmetto is right for your man's prostate and testosterone and his penis, because it is. If he doesn't know that, he needs to read the science and the research. Frontiers in Nutrition 2025, that's this year, actually this is in October, just last month. Magnesium deficiency score predicts erectile dysfunction in risk and mortality. So you're going to die faster if you don't have enough magnesium, and you're going to have erectile dysfunction if you don't have enough magnesium in your body. I'm called the Magnesium Doctor worldwide everywhere I go. I love magnesium, so you're going to see this highlighted once in a over and over and over. It has over 500, actually, it has over 1,500 functions in every cell of the human body. Let's read a little bit more about magnesium from Frontiers in Nutrition. Magnesium is an essential mineral involved in numerous physiological processes, including the metabolism of nitric oxide, energy production, a critical mediator of penile erections. That's penis. Penile is penis erection. Hypomagnesemia, that's low magnesium or magnesium deficiency, has been implicated in various cardiovascular and metabolic disorders, which are also risk factors for erectile dysfunction. Previous research has shown that magnesium deficiency is associated with an increased prevalence of erectile dysfunction in certain populations. For instance, a study on elderly men with chronic kidney disease found that those with low magnesium had a significantly higher prevalence of erectile dysfunction compared to those with normal magnesium levels. A researcher named Fan and his group developed the MDS, offering a more accessible and accurate tool for identifying magnesium deficiency. Understanding the relationship between MDS, magnesium deficiency, and erectile dysfunction can provide insights and potential preventative and therapeutic strategies for erectile dysfunction. So let's dive even further. What did they find? There are several interconnected biological mechanisms that may elucidate the observed relationship between magnesium deficiency and erectile dysfunction. Magnesium serves as a critical cofactor for endothelial nitric oxide synthase, and in its deficiency significantly compromises nitric oxide production, while simultaneously enhancing oxidative stress or disease processes, thereby diminishing low magnesium, diminishing the essential vasodilatory, the ability of the blood vessels in your penis to dilate to bring blood flow for required penis erection. Magnesium deficiency also induces a pro-inflammatory state characterized by increased levels of inflammatory cytokines and oxidative stress markers, contributing to endothelial dysfunction and vascular impairment. You need blood flow into the penis for an erection, specifically within penile microvasculature. Little bitty blood vessels in your penis. Compelling evidence indicates that magnesium's ability to regulate testosterone production and hormonal homeostasis both are fundamental to normal erectile physiology. You want an erection? You need adequate magnesium. Magnesium deficiency is intricately linked with insulin resistance. All diabetics should be on magnesium, and various components of metabolic syndrome. High blood pressure, high cholesterol, and a big belly? You need magnesium. Established independent risk factors for erectile dysfunction. Lastly, magnesium modulates the autonomic nervous system's function, with its deficiency potentially disrupting the parasympathetic, the relaxation state, the healing states, for initiating and maintaining an erection. these physiological mechanisms likely operate synergistically together in magnesium deficient states to compromise erectile function. In conclusion, our findings reveal a significant dose-dependent association between magnesium deficiency score and both erectile dysfunction and subsequent mortality, death. Magnesium status represents a potentially modifiable risk factor in erectile dysfunction and overall health outcomes. Ask your doctor if magnesium is right for your loved one, your male, in your life. Given the high prevalence of both magnesium deficiency in the whole world and erectile dysfunction worldwide, these findings have substantial implications for clinical practice and public health strategies. You want your man to have an erection? Saw palmetto and magnesium. Now you've learned. Now, let's dive into testosterone and magnesium's impact on testosterone. We saw saw palmetto with erectile dysfunction. We saw palmetto research on testosterone's impact. Now we're going to look at magnesium. We just looked at its impact on erectile dysfunction. And now we're going to look at magnesium supplementation on testosterone levels in athletes and those who are sedentary, those who don't move a lot. This study was performed to assess how 4 weeks of magnesium supplementation, just 1 month, and exercise affect the free and total plasma testosterone levels of sportsmen. The testosterone levels were determined at four different periods: resting before you took the supplement, exhaustion before supplementation, so they worked out, ran, did something before they took the supplement, resting after supplementation, so they took the supplement, then rested, and exhaustion after supplementation in three study groups, which are as follows. Group one was a sedentary control, supplemented with 10 milligrams of magnesium for every 2.2 pounds of body weight, called a kilogram. Group two, Taekwondo athletes practicing 90 to 120 minutes per day, supplemented with 10 milligrams of magnesium per kilogram of body weight. Then there was group three, Taekwondo athletes practicing 90 to 120 minutes per day, receiving no magnesium supplements. The testosterone level in the blood increased at exhaustion before and after supplementation. So if they took magnesium, it went up, testosterone did, and it went in both groups compared to the resting levels. Exercise also increased testosterone levels relative to sedentary subjects. Those who exercised saw increase in testosterone levels compared to those who didn't move. Similar increases were observed for total testosterone also. Our results show that supplementation with magnesium increases free and total testosterone values in sedentary and in athletes. The increases are higher in those who exercise than in those who don't move. So for those of you looking to see how can magnesium raise my loved one's magnesium levels, my man's testosterone levels, they move and take magnesium, they get higher testosterone levels, leading to higher sex drive, more energy, and harder, longer lasting erections. Now let's dive into zinc. Zinc improves sexual performance and erectile dysfunction by preventing penile oxidative injury and upregulating circulating testosterone in lead-exposed rats. Now, stay with me here. Mice, rats all have the same genes as all humans. That's why we study all drugs and mice and rats before we do humans, because they have the exact same number of genes, same genes as humans. So the researchers of drugs, chemicals on animals called mice and rats, I quote them often. They say if it happens in a mouse or a rat, it's going to happen to a human. So in this study, they're going to induce toxic effects of lead by injecting rats with lead. I want you guys to consider something. You have chemtrails in the sky, which are spreading deadly toxic metals in our bodies. We inhale them. We ingest them through our food, air, water supply. So they're getting poisonous heavy metals into us. There's also heavy metals in the vaccines. There's heavy metals in cosmetics. There's heavy metals in our foods. There's chemical poisons that we're all exposed to all the time. So just picture any man in the world who has erectile dysfunction, sexual performance issues, they have toxins in their body. So this is why we're going to show you this, because zinc improved it. Even when they injected lead directly into these rats, amazing. Zinc still worked to improve their sexual performance and reverse their erectile dysfunction issues. Zinc co-administration significantly improved absolute and relative penile weights, penis weight, and the latencies and frequencies of mount when they went to go have sex, intromission, and ejaculation in lead-exposed rats. Also, zinc ameliorated or got rid of lead-induced reductions in motivation to mate and penile reflex or erections. zinc, reversed lead induced erectile dysfunction. How cool is that? Administration of zinc prevented lead-induced sexual performance and penile erection. This provides a novel mechanistic understanding of the possible roles of zinc therapy in lead-induced sexual and erectile dysfunction. Ask your doctor if zinc is right for you with erectile dysfunction, because it is. Now let's look at the correlation between blood levels of zinc and your testosterone levels in your man, or if you're the man, we're talking to you. This is from March of 2023. Zinc deficiency may lead to testes structural damage and impaired testosterone production through oxidative stress and autophagy destruction of, adversely affecting the normal development of male gonads, sperm development, and fertilization. Infertility is caused by zinc deficiency, all of you out there. Also, it lowers testosterone levels if you're low in zinc. So now imagine COVID. COVID had an impact on zinc amounts. COVID, the virus, destroyed zinc levels in the human body. What are we seeing as a fallout? Massive rates of increase of infertility worldwide. Studies have shown that the main reason for the reduction of testosterone levels in zinc deficiency is the change in the enzyme conversion of testosterone. Zinc deficient Leydig cells fail to convert ingested sex steroid precursors into active hormones when you're zinc deficient. In addition, zinc deficiency may also lead to reduced testosterone development through impaired action of epistatic hormones such as gonadotropin-releasing hormone, luteinizing hormone, and follicle-stimulating hormone. You need zinc to make all of those hormones. If you're zinc deficient, you don't make any of those hormones, and then your testosterone levels drops. Testosterone levels in the zinc-deficient animals and men included in this study tended to decline, correlating with the severity and duration of zinc deficiency. The longer you have zinc deficiency, the lower your zinc levels, the lower your testosterone levels. Consistently, testosterone levels were lower in men on a zinc-restricted diet for 20 weeks, then for 8 weeks, and both were lower than baseline levels. So whatever they took at the beginning of the study, it didn't matter. The longer they went without it, the lower their testosterone levels got. Men with zinc intake of 1.44 milligrams per day had lower testosterone levels than men that took 10.35 milligrams per day. Are you following? Zinc dose dependent. The more zinc, the more testosterone. Therefore, it can be confirmed, I quote, that zinc deficiency has a negative effect on testosterone levels. Ask your doctor if zinc is right for you. Ask your doctor if zinc is right for your man who's being told he needs testosterone injections or Viagra. By summarizing numerous animal and clinical studies, we concluded that zinc supplementation can be helpful in increasing testosterone levels. Patients with lower basal testosterone levels had more significant increases in testosterone after zinc supplementation. Second, this is the ways it works. Patients with lower level testosterone levels in their blood had more significant increases in testosterone after zinc supplementation. Those with the lowest amount of testosterone, you give them zinc, they had the highest benefits. Second, the appropriate dose range is very important for the curative effect. Here we refer to the dose of elemental zinc rather than total dose. I'm going to go ahead and tell you it's 30 milligrams to 50 milligrams a day. Down below, third, the duration of supplementation between studies resulted in varied clinical outcomes. For the elderly with marginal zinc deficiency, the testosterone level after 6 months of zinc supplementation is higher than after 3 months. This means take it forever. If you want a healthy sexual performance, you want healthy muscle mass and testosterone and energy, vitality, man, make sure you're supplementing zinc, make sure you're supplementing magnesium, make sure you're supplementing saw palmetto. Zinc supplementation can regulate key genes and protein levels in testosterone synthesis and affect steroidogenesis. Steroids are hormones. In clinical studies, adjunctive supplemented zinc in appropriate doses can be used to treat male hypogonadism, which is low testosterone. You're welcome. Now, for one of my favorite things on the planet that God and Mother Nature has made, the effects of camphora muckle extract. This is a tree in the Middle East and in India, and it secretes a gum or a resin or a sap called Google resin extract. The effects of this gum called Google from the Camphora muckle tree on sperm production and testosterone levels in male diabetic rats. This is awesome. I love this stuff. If you're not on Google, your man's not on Google, you should be on Google Resin. This, I'm just going to say it for the rest of your life. Get on it. So in this study, this is what they did. They took rats, which remember have all the same genes you do and all men do. Male Worcester rats were randomly divided into four groups. The control. Then control animals treated with CME, Google Muckle Extract, which is Google. Diabetic animals and diabetic animals treated with Google. And then Google Extract at 300 milligrams per kilogram was administered for 60 days. Diabetes was induced. They created diabetes by intraperitoneal peritoneal injection. They injected 50 milligrams of a drug called STZ. The epididymal sperm count, weight, motility, swimming of the sperm, morphology, how they looked, the viability, were they alive, and serum, testosterone, and glucose levels were determined. In the diabetic animals, Google extract decreased blood glucose levels. You're welcome. All diabetics should be on Google Resin. It increased, Google did, the total sperm count. Ah, fertility concerns. You should be on Google. And decreased the proportion of sperm with abnormal morphology. So there was more healthy sperm than there were diseased sperm. Diabetes reduced sperm motility. And the Google extract supplementation partly reversed this effect in diabetics. In diabetic animals, Google decreased the proportion of immotile sperm. So now more motile swimming sperm with Google. In rat diabetes caused a significant decrease in serum testosterone levels. But treatment of diabetic animals with the Google extract increased blood testosterone levels. So diabetes lowers testosterone. It's actually the drugs for diabetes that lowers testosterone. But Google extract, Google resin extract from the Camphora muckle tree increased serum testosterone levels in diabetics. In the present study, the administration of Google extract from the Camphora muckle tree for 60 consecutive days, 2 months, significantly increased sperm swimming ability and viability in diabetic animals. This increase in sperm motility and viability may have been due to the protective effects of Camphora muckle, the Google resin. There were no toxic symptoms that occurred in response to chronic treatment, long-term treatment with Google resin. Furthermore, it has been reported that Camphora muckle has androgenic potential, meaning it increases testosterone, and based on our results, it attenuates the negative effects of diabetes. It stops the negative effects of diabetes on sperm parameters, on testosterone levels. It increases testosterone where diabetes reverses that, and plasma glucose levels improved. Ask your doctor, ask your boyfriend, ask your husband if Google is right for them. In conclusion, the present study demonstrated that Camphora muckle possesses antioxidant and pro-testosterone activities. Well, where are you going to find that at? Here's Prostate Pro. I highlight, first ingredient is saw palmetto. You should take Prostate Pro. All men should. I do it. I created it. I created that formula when I turned 40. That was 9 years ago. I take it every day. I reversed all my prostate problems in 2 weeks taking that formula. Cardio Flow, the very first ingredient in our cardiovascular product is Google resin from the Camphora muckle tree I just showed you, which even in diabetics, that wasn't even normal animals. We're talking about drug-induced diabetic animals. It reversed all the parameters, including raised testosterone levels. Cardio Flow is to increase blood flow. Guess what erectile dysfunction is? Lowered blood pressure in the penis. Magnesium, we just discussed its ability to improve testosterone, reverse erectile dysfunction. There's magnesium in our magnesium complex at Nature Wins. This is Zinc Plus. You see the amount of zinc in there, 30 milligrams. I encourage all of you to take Zinc Plus along with your Prostate Pro and your magnesium. This is the QR code. Scan it. If you like this, go to the resources tab. Remember, at the Dr. Artist Show, go to the resources tab and share, download the PDF, share the link to this podcast to any man in your life who's struggling with benign prostate hyperplasia, high PSA levels, which is for prostate cancer, or has erectile dysfunction, chronic fatigue, or is dealing with low testosterone, or taking testosterone injections. Because there's a million of them. 322 million worldwide, to be exact. And this is our book, Moving Beyond COVID-19 Lies. I encourage everybody, if you haven't read it, haven't bought it, you should buy a copy and give it to your favorite doctor on earth so that they can learn the truth about what COVID truly was. Now, a couple things in here that were very exciting. Very disturbing testosterone side effects. Very disturbing Viagra side effects, which we walked you all through. And just wanted to remind you, if you saw, and remember in the research studies, saw palmetto, a plant brought to you by Mother Nature, outperformed Cialis and other erectile dysfunction drugs at reversing erectile dysfunction. If you want to make sure your health is optimum, as I hope mine is, and I actually take action every single day, I hope that our Prostate Pro, our Cardio Flow, our Magnesium and Zinc Plus can be added to your dietary regimen. I hope you can encourage the men in your life, the sons in your life, the boyfriends in your life, to take simple steps to improve their vitality, their endurance, their longevity, and overall, you're going to see a blissful impact sexually, energetically, and confidence-wise. I don't know if you know this. Did you know that testosterone is called the motivation and goal-setting hormone for men? Women, if you remember why you were so attracted to men in high school and middle school, they were very ambitious, had lots of goals they expected in their young puberty lives and young adult lives. That's because testosterone was out the roof. Then you married these guys, and then in their 40s, they become couch potatoes, just watching sports all night when they get home from work. They no longer have dreams, ambitions. That is the effect of lowered testosterone. If you're wondering where your man's ego, where his goal setting and ambitions and dreams and aspirations went to, it went down the toilet with their testosterone levels. I stay goal-oriented. I'll be 50 years old next year, and I take these steps every day to make sure my testosterone is at adequate levels. I want a healthy sex life. I want a healthy mind life, motivation, goal setting, and I hope you do too. May this information bless you and the man in your life's goals. And man, if you're listening, you might want to take these simple steps. Everyone will be happier in your life if you do. And your life will be transformed. It will be magnified. And I look forward to hearing the benefits you have after just a few months of implementing these few steps into your life. This is the Dr. Artist Show. This is my presentation, Natural Solutions for Optimum Men's Health. I hope to see you next week. God bless. Thanks for watching this week's episode. Visit thedrartistshow.com/follow for my official social media channels and free healing resources. Beware of fraud accounts. Neither I nor my company will ever ask you for money, crypto, or personal information through your social media or DMs. Like this video and share with a friend. And if you're not already, subscribe and follow along so you don't miss any updates from me, the only real Dr. Brian Artis. And remember, nature always wins.